This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
I guess you're waiting for me. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. You're dialed set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here, and we broadcast 2 hours Monday through Friday right here on Genesis Communications Network. And if you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. There's a link to your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And today we're going to be talking about states' rights. Carol Chapline's with us. Welcome, Carol.
Greetings, everybody, and greetings from the great state of Ohio. That's where I'm sitting, in the great state of Ohio, sitting out here in my office looking out on Lake Erie.
Carol, if I'm not mistaken, you might be considered an activist. Is that correct?
An activist. You know what? I really don't do a lot of sign carrying in front of the congressman's office, actually. But I am involved. I am involved in what's going on in my state. Mm-hmm. I am involved.
Yeah, and I don't think you have to be a placard carrying person marching around the block with a bunch of other people to be an activist. I think you just need to literally take action, make your views known, pick up the telephone, call those people who have been elected, if we'll call it that, or selected for election, and make our views known. And when they don't seem to do the things that they promise, you call them on the carpet and you say, yo, I just want to let you know that what you said and what you're doing are two different things. And, you know, those of us in the village consider that lying.
Yes. So, shrinking back on their duties and, yes, all of that.
So, Carol, you are a broadcaster. Can you tell us about your broadcast, and then we'll get started into how do we take our states back?
Okay. Well, I do a live program every Sunday night on blogtalkradio.com, USA Live. And what I do is that because it is Ohio's live state hall meeting, that's kind of like the subtitle, Ohio's live state hall meeting. And so what you're going to hear is when you come in is you're going to hear what is going on in Ohio. Well, that's going to be boring, Carol, what's going on in Ohio. No, actually it isn't, because what I'm going to bring to you, the news that I'm going to bring to you, what is going on in Ohio, believe me, it's going on in your state also. So let's talk about it. If somebody from New York is listening, which they do, and I bring up a subject of what I'm discussing that's going on in here in Ohio, whether it's with our governor, Kasich, or if it's with another state rep or a state senator, or a piece of legislation. We've got some very vital bills going on right now. What kind of bills are pending in your House? What kind of bills are pending in your Senate? Do you agree with them? Are they good for your state? Did you, And so it's those kinds of things that we talk about. And then New York will call in and say, you know, well, yeah, we have something similar to that. But it's discussing, it's bringing the states back. You know what? Because you can't call the federal government and talk with them, okay? I can't call down in the federal government. I can't call because our U.S. congressman down there is mine, is Dave Joyce. I can't call Dave Joyce's office and talk to his staffers. I can say, you know, I can give a very formal statement on why I'm calling. But to really sit and chat with him, you can't do that. I need somebody that's real, somebody that I can touch, someone that really cares what I'm talking about. And so it's those kinds of things, Vincent, that I try to get the people to get their minds wrapped around. Get it out of the Washington, D.C., because it's nothing but a slime pit, and it's destroyed our country. Not destroying, it has destroyed this nation. We can restore it through the 10th Amendment that our forefathers gave us because they knew how vital it was. And we will regain our power through each state joining back together as United States. That's what I do on Sunday evening.
Mm-hmm. And so we can listen to you by going to Blog Talk Radio and
blogtalkradio.com/USA Live. And it's call in. I take calls. I have guests. And there's also a message board there so you can leave links, comments. It's not a chat room, folks. Not a chat room. It's for specific information. If you have a link for us or a book title or an article or something that can be, that's useful, that can be passed on. I don't want to know that your uncle stopped over and made you mad yesterday. Okay? No, I don't want to know that. That's not what we talk about, all right? So it's a message board. Yeah.
Carol, you know, when I lived in the Commonwealth of Virginia, there were some local issues that really bothered me. And it was pretty much a farming community, and the people who had the best jobs in the county, in the entire county, worked for the government. There was really no industry there. So, believe it or not, the UPS driver was one of the highest paid people in the county. The UPS driver. There's a little UPS hub there in the county. And the teachers were among the highest paid in the county. And these are the people who complain that they don't get paid enough, right? So they were among the highest paid. And for certain, the county administrator, you know, and he was the highest paid guy, as well as the superintendent of schools and the principals. So the school teachers, the principals, the superintendent of schools, the county administrator, and the UPS drivers were making the most money. Of those who had jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in this farming community, we had two things happen. One was a dump was being proposed to be set on top of an aquifer. And it was a local issue, and people were like, are you kidding? We're going to have a dump? You know, who is for this? And then we found that the entire county government was all for it. They were telling us that it will create jobs and it'd be really wonderful. And what we found out was that some of us did research. We went to the county records and we found out that, you know, the page in the record book about the land that was purchased and sold for this dump was missing. It's like, who's involved in this transaction? And we believe that it was the county government. They were involved in the purchasing and the selling of this land because the land was transacted for what we had learned was two or three times the going rate. And the county government was not interested in yielding. This dump was coming, no matter what. This dump was coming. And it got to be a really nasty fight. Really nasty. The police were called. They showed up in riot gear. They came to arrest me because I was going to speak at a large meeting. And this was before I was on the radio. I was just some guy that happened to have a farm. And I was looked at as the point man. And, you know, what I'm saying is, if you allow these things to happen, if you want your little community to be dumped on, literally, mm-hmm. just do nothing, and you'll get it.
Mm-hmm.
Just do nothing. And the government will run over you, your local government. So what you have to do is you have to be involved.
Yes.
You just can't leave it up to somebody else.
No.
Because there may be no one else. You may be the only one to get this thing started. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And then when you do, you have a friend, a brother-in-law or whatever, somebody that you've known for years, and they want to run for, you know, county commissioner. Okay, well, you support him. Hey, listen, I've known John for years, and, you know, we put him in, and so he'll do a good job. Watch out, folks. Watch out. Because when you get power comes greed, and with greed comes corruption. And so you have to, that's just like, I kind of put it in the light of you have three children. You put them out in the fence. You put them out in the fence, in the fenced-in yard. They're safe. You can put them out there. The fence is safe. They can't, you know, okay, so you're busy. So you can get back in and the mother can be busy doing her home or her housework. All right. Well, but she'll check on them every once in a while. Yeah, no, they're fine. Better watch out, folks. No, they're not fine. They're either digging a tunnel under the fence or they're going to climb over it. Okay. They're not going to stay put. And so that's what you have to do with those that you elect. You have to stay with them and watch over them. Don't get in their face and don't get obnoxious, but be their friend. Just be their friend. Be their support. How can you stop in their office? Can you help stuff envelopes for a mailing that they have? Because I'll tell you, your state local, let me tell you about your state elected officials. They have a budget to none to work on, and they have one staffer in their office, and that poor kid, and they're usually just college students or recently grad from law school or something like that, or a recent graduate from college, and they're trying to make their mark through working out of the state capitol, and they're all just a bunch of great guys. I've met many, many, many of them. I have their cell phone numbers, and we chat back and forth. But it's getting involved. Don't just elect them and go out of the telephone booth. All right, here we come. Don't just walk out of the voting booth and think you're done. No, you're not.
Great point. Carol Chaplin's with us. I'm Vin Finelli. We're talking about states' rights. And, Carol, when we come back, I'm going to tell you a little story about how I asked for 100 copies of the Missouri State Constitution. From our elected representative. I'll tell you what happened. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Carol Chaplin is with us, and we're talking about states' rights. And many of you may remember that we had a Get Prepared Expo March of this year, and in Lebanon, Missouri. And one of the things that we were teaching a class at the expo, a one-hour summary of how to defend your rights by teaching the state constitution of Missouri. Tom Martz was with us. He's one of our instructors, and he's with the Lock and Smith Foundation. Now, this is an organization that monitors legislation for constitutionality here in Missouri. So the elected representatives are graded, and there's an awards banquet once a year, and they pick whoever voted the most constitutionally, okay, the best voting record based on the Constitution of the state of Missouri. And so he taught this seminar, and one of the things that I wanted to do was make sure that he had enough constitutions to hand out, you know, the Missouri State Constitution, the bound copy, it's paperback. And we the villagers pay for the printing of this. So I called our state representative and I talked to a young staffer, kind of person that you're talking about, talked to a young staffer, and I said, hi, I'm Vin Finelli, and we have this preparedness event, and I'd like to get some copies of the Constitution to give out during this class. Now, you would think that me calling and saying we're going to teach the Missouri Constitution at an event where there are thousands of people in attendance, they'd go, wow, how can we get involved? Well, that really didn't happen. What happened was they said, how many would you like? And I said, I'd like about 100. Now, if there are 48 in a case, two cases would be fine. You don't have to make it 100. But, you know, whatever is a convenient number, around 100. And they said, okay. And they called me back and they said, do you know how much the shipping would cost for 100 copies? And I said, actually, I do. The maximum that it would be is $34.55 if you sent it media rate, U.S. Postal Service, $34.55. They were kind of surprised that I knew that number. And and they kind of said, you know, that's a lot of money. That comes out of our budget. And I said, do you want me to pay for this? Is that what you're asking me? And they said, no, we don't want you to pay for it. And I said, so what are you saying? They said, well, we just want to let you know shipping's really expensive and it's coming out of our budget. And I said, did we elect you? Is that what we did? Did we put you there to represent our interests? I mean, maybe I called the wrong number. Mm-hmm. They said, no, you called the right number. What I'm saying is this guy was complaining that it was going to cost $34.55 to send us 100 copies and teach a class in what they are all about.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Can you imagine? So, but it does take that phone call, and what I found works the best is asking for help. Okay? Because the character that I play and the character that I played when I was on that phone call is Columbo, that TV detective who's always confused. Always confused, needs a little bit of help, a little bit of advice. He knows what's going on. He just appears to be confused, and he appears to need some help. Yeah. And that seems to work very well for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I ask them for their help, and most people don't want to turn down help. They really don't want to turn you down if you need their
mm-hmm.
help.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way I've been doing. What has been successful for you, Carol?
Oh, geez, when you ask that, that's a pretty broad statement. What has been successful for me?
Yeah, is there a technique that you use?
Oh, well, and again, with our state reps, with promoting, I mean, getting the word out, what are you thinking of when you say that?
What I'm saying is, is your strategy to educate them? Is your strategy to ask for their assistance and kind of?
Yeah, all of the above. My strategy is to be, and how to get involved and get to know them up front and personal is that if you don't know them already personally ahead of time and they're newly elected and they're running a campaign, I mean, not newly elected, but if they're running a campaign, is to call their campaign office and say, you know, is there anything I can do? Go in, meet the people that are working for them. Meet what is going on behind the scenes. Meet the chatter behind, I mean, hear the chatter behind the scenes. Get to know them on a personal level. And it's going to become really personal to you. And that's what's going to draw your involvement and caring what's going on in your county. And state.
No way. Is that a real
hold that thought.
No.
Hold that thought.
Okay.
Going right to
a bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here, have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB Extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and Body Extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, it doesn't take much to get me... excited, and I mean in a positive way. I just heard a commercial. Ron Allen, the big voice, He just did the commercial talking about the USA Preparers number, and he announced that it was 605-477-3249. So we have a new number. It's on an Indian reservation. It's a non-federal number. It doesn't cost any extra. So if you have unlimited long distance, you can listen to USA Preparers at this number, 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. Now, that voice that you heard doing that announcement is Ron Allen. He's the same guy that does the intro and the outro of this broadcast. And he's great. He really is. So the big voice, Ron Allen. Hey. So you can listen to us that way. Michael, let's see. Michael in New York, welcome. You've joined us.
Well, thank you. Good morning. I just had a quick question. I was wondering, when can we start hanging these dirtbags? You know what really gets to me? I mean, appreciate you having your guest on, and this is what we have to do. The information's invaluable because we have to take our government back from the local level up. But, you know, I just hate pussyfooting with these guys because technically they're public servants. They're not just representatives, but they're our servant. We are supposed to be their master. So, for example, Vincent, you explain how those dirt bags were, oh, gosh, Vincent, I mean, $35 and change. That's got to come out of our budget. I mean, we got to allocate millions to our new municipality building, so we all got plush offices with nice air conditioning while we kick all of our representatives, all our constituents off their property because we got to jack up their illegal property tax. So, you know, that $35, I don't think we can handle that, Vincent.
Yeah,
you know,
well,
that's
it's,
what we're
it's
dealing
$34.55. You know, for the book rate. Now that's up to 70 pounds. 70 pounds. Now, if it's less than 70 pounds, it would cost less than that. So anyway, what I'm saying is that it was not a lot of money. But you know, Michael, you brought something to mind. As you were saying that, I had this flashback about how the police, you know, the sheriff's office came. You know, I was scheduled to go on stage at a standing room only meeting in a cafeteria of a school system in Virginia. So I was ready to go on stage, and the cops came, and they were dressed in riot gear. And one of the guys who was on our team said, "What's this all about?" And they said, "Well, you know, Finelli's probably going to start a riot, and we're here to make sure that doesn't happen."
We got some Americans here. We got some real Americans here. We understand. It's been reported. Real Americans are present somewhere in this building, and they're going to start divulging the real truth about the rackets going on here. And so we're here to prevent that.
Yeah. Now, Mike, let me just for those of you who think I'm a big guy, that is not the case. I'm 5'7", 138 pounds. Okay, so that's like soaking wet.
Yeah, and you make up for three men twice your size, Vincent.
Well, all I know is I'm generally not the physically largest guy in any room. Okay, and what came to mind as you were describing that was when I was in Virginia and the police came in riot gear for me. It came for me, and then twice in Missouri, I was just an attendee at an event. I wasn't scheduled to speak. I'm just some guy walking around at a convention, and the cops came twice. It, you know, multiple police cars, fully armed, you know, armored vests. I mean, all that. And what I'm saying is they have this great show of force. Now, you have to be ready for this kind of stuff if you are going to stand up against them. And it just came to mind, they are really worried about we the villagers. You know, if a person is speaking out as you speak out, they get worried. And you know, it wasn't like I was armed at any of those three situations. I was not armed, and it was unusual that I was not armed, but I wasn't, because I kind of thought, you know what, I'll bet these guys are going to call the cops on me just for me being there, and they did. But what you can do, in my opinion, is to single out single out these elected representatives and then go visit them or send them letters without return addresses, telling them that they're fired. And they get this uneasy feeling. And then they decide, you know what, I don't know where this is coming from. Or when they see a bunch of people standing up against them, they think, this is uncomfortable. They don't like being uncomfortable. They like the pleasures that they receive as a result of being in office. They like the perks, the bonuses, the bribes, all of that. They like that. Their wives seem to like it. They don't even necessarily know that their husbands are being bribed, but they have more stuff than they used to have. So their wives kind of like that. But they don't realize that there's a price. And eventually, you know, we the villagers kind of rise up when we've had it. And then we go visit them. And that's the coolest thing. You know, when you point them out at church, oh, man, they can't stand it. You literally point at them. And you don't just, and you stare at them. And you tell the person next to you, that's them. That's him. That's his wife. Those two over there, those are his little girls. They hate it. They feel really uncomfortable, and they leave. And then
only
then they
when
talk
you're on
among
the wrong side of the truth, Vincent, does it do people act that way? Only when they're on the wrong side of the truth and the law, they know they're crooks, they know what they're doing, they're in a racket, and like any cockroach, when that spot flashlight hits them in that dark area, boy, they got to scatter quick because my God, the spotlight's on them, And that's the reason for it. But, you know, like, I just wish the Americans, to me, though, they don't get it. They're so asleep. Like, around here, very expensive, New York, Mid-Hudson Valley, one of the most expensive places in the country, maybe the world, to live. Now, you drive around, you see this multi-million-dollar huge municipality structure going up for, you know, the local government. Oh, isn't that beautiful? Oh, yeah, that's great. And yet your property taxes going up. You're all fleeing out of state because you can't afford to live here anymore while your supposed servant, you're the master, your servant's living better than you are as they supposedly serve you. Now, once all the people of the area are living comfortably, they're able to retain the fruits of their labor without anybody of these crooks supposedly serving them, stealing it out of their pockets under all these phony or illegal taxes. I have no problem with legitimate taxes. I'm talking about illegal, like property tax. And so once they're all situated and they're enjoying the fruits of their labors as it should be in this republic, constitutional republic, then let the public servants have a little air conditioning in the little office to stay cooler during the hot summer. But until then, they should have a little shanty shack with just the right resources to get their job done, and that's it. No brand new car, no beautiful accessories in the beautiful office building. It's incredible, you know? It just gets to me no end. I just don't get how the people tolerate it, but they're all dumbed down to the point like good sheeple where, you know, It's sad. It's really sad.
Michael, you know, we have some very large homes here in the United States. And as you were saying this, I was thinking about a large residence, you know, on the other side of the ocean. Now, we have large homes. You know, we the villagers might say 4,000 square feet. That's huge. 6,000, that's really huge. 8,000, wow. You know, 10,000, that's, you know, now we're getting into movie star status. Well, how about 828,000, okay, square feet of floor space? 820, that's Buckingham Palace. 828,000 square feet. Opened in 1703, Buckingham Palace. Now, that's the London residence and the principal workplace of the monarchy of the United Kingdom, right? It's a pretty big place. Yeah, so who paid for that?
Who else? All the slaves down here in the dirt.
So when you look at any city, hamlet or town, you'll find out that the government buildings, the banks, are the largest, best quality buildings.
That's right.
In any town, city, or hamlet. Mark my words. They are the biggest and the best. How is it? And none of those, the banks well, insurance companies and cities, okay? The banks, insurance companies, and government buildings are the best constructed, the most durable, generally speaking, the most expensive to maintain. And they don't, not one of those buildings makes a product. You know, it's not like, you know, raw materials comes in one end and automobiles comes out the other, or, you know, electronics comes out, you know, as a finished product, or pipes.
And whatever profit that they may be generating is going back to the local constituents that they taxidermy to build all that. Yeah, no, that's not what's occurring. That's right, Vincent, exactly.
And here's another thing that I've observed. You know, if you look at O. Mayberry RFD, you know, the television show, the police department was Spartan. I mean, it's very, there's nothing ornate there, okay? It was minimum expenses to keep that facility operational. Well, that's the way it was in the 1950s and the 1960s. The police departments didn't have fancy anything. There were benches, there were lousy seats and chairs for the employees to sit on, lousy desks. Now, that's not the case. Now we have comfortable seating, we have beautiful lighting, we have hangings. These buildings are more expensive. And if you look at the police cars, they don't have little tiny hubcaps anymore. They don't have bench seats. They don't have vinyl, you know, bench seats. These guys are riding around in pocket rockets with magnesium alloy wheels, big engines burning lots of fuel. These vehicles that the government's riding, SUVs, these are top-of-the-line vehicles that, you know, we can only wish we had, right?
That's right, Vincent. Vincent, if I can make a couple quick points after the break and let you go.
Sure, sure.
Thank you.
Carol Chapline's with us. Michael from New York's with us. I'm Vincentelli. This is USA Prepares. We'll be right back.
By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to 7 amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring 7 secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible. Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use this poem to calm my 5, 3, and 2-year-old to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're take when you go to the PC for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Carol Chapline's with us. Michael from New York is with us, and we're talking about taking our states back. And I just want to mention, for those of you who are wondering, did we get the copies of the Missouri State Constitution? We absolutely did. And I asked the city manager of Lebanon, Missouri, after they sent the cops over to the expo, I said, you guys have a copy of the Missouri State Constitution? And he said, sorry, I got it in my car somewhere, but we don't go by that. We don't go by that. We've got our own policies and procedures. Can you imagine? So, you know, there's some serious questions. A lot of us don't believe that the Constitution's in play. Michael from New York, you had some comments. Please continue.
Thank you, Vincent. Hey, it's obvious the Constitution is not in effect in our country. And property tax is the most obvious example. When I questioned the legitimacy of that at a local tax department a few years ago, I actually called in first and requested a copy of the law that says I have to pay property tax as a private property owner, not commercial. And boy, I threw them way off. That was a curveball. They never heard such a thing. And, oh, well, we got to look into it. So, yeah, take your time. Fine. I was very courteous, very professional, dealing with women, very courteous, professional, chivalrous. And a couple of months go by, I'm paying the tax, and, I'm Michael. I called, oh, here he is. So speak with the supervisor. Well, you know, Michael can't find it. I said, well, geez, don't you find that strange? She goes, no. And I'm looking at her, and I wanted to say, in that nice municipality building, you know, lady, you're lucky there's no Americans around here, because they'd hang you on the spot for that one. You're telling me you can't find a copy of the law that says I have to pay this, and that means it's extortion. That's all you got going here. And you don't find it strange means you're complicit in this at all. You're not now curious. Boy, isn't that strange? I can't find the law here. I got to look into this further. And so that's the clear example. But, you know, ultimately what we're dealing with is that these public servants who are supposed to be our servants, we're their master, they have no business in government as a business because they're not producers. What you were referring to describing previously, Vincent, is simply that we're all producers. We're all working for a living. We're making something or providing a service, and a profit's generated. And that's what spurs the economy on. Now, the government today is in business, but they don't produce anything. And they have to pay overpaid employees by taxing the hell out of the producers. And now we're at the point where they drove the producers right into the ground. They're gone. So now the country has no future since most of the population are non-producers. There's hardly any producers left. You know, just from that simple equation, the country has no future. It's over. They killed it. And just as an example, you know, you look at your local school board and your superintendent. You know, our superintendent around here is making over $200,000 a year. Doing what? I want to follow that fat lard ass, excuse me, everywhere he goes for the week and see what he does. He doesn't do nothing except promote Common Core now. And so, you know, last, when I ran, I was asked to run for trustee years ago, right? So I said, okay. I go to the Republican convention, a little rinky-dink set up, and I give my a speech and I for my nomination for trustee here. I give my speech and I said, look, thank you for everything. I'm not loyal to any party. I'm loyal to the Constitution, number one. Number two, I don't want to get paid because it's a duty. It's not a job. I'll serve my term, set a precedent, and then step down and let the next replacement do the same thing. Take the duty on without getting paid. That's how it should be. And last, I will pursue property tax since it's illegal. Well, of course, you know, they all looked at me like, who the heck, what the heck, and we can't allow this guy around. And then last, when they kept saying, Mike, we got photo ops, you know, for all the Republican nominees and stuff who were meeting here and here, I totally ignored them. And, I said, look, guys, I'm not loyal to the party. I'm an American loyal to the Constitution. I have no interest in patronizing with you guys. And so this is what we're dealing with.
Carol, quick comments?
No. We're going to go out for a commercial. We'll be back.
No, actually, we're actually going out. We're going out for top of the hour news.
Oh, my goodness. I just looked at the clock. I just want to leave you with one thing, Jim. As John Kennedy said, the president, ask not what you can do for your country, ask what the country can do, what you can do for your country. Ask not what your state can do for you. Ask what you can do for your state.
There you go. And let's hold them accountable. Carol Chapline
Right. Thank you all.
Has been with us. Thank you so much. And Michael from New York, thank you. I'll be right back.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas Brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.